What's going on, Tan and J-Man Show Nation? It's Monday night. It's November 17th, 2025, episode 470 of the Tan and J-Man Show is streaming live on the ISC Sports Network, as well as their Twitch channel, their YouTube channel, on their X accounts, and on the Tan and J-Man Show Facebook page. So hit that like button, that subscribe button, that follow button, all that good stuff. And if you're listening to this at a later time on your favorite audio podcast platform, please hit that follow/subscribe button and give us that 5-star rating and review. Easy way to support our podcast and not spend any money. I'm Tanner Lee, standing right next to me on the computer screen, a state away to the west, is Josh the J-Man Month. J-Man, how we doing?
You'll never see me standing, I'll tell you that much. I will usually be sitting if you catch me at home, but I'm doing all right. How you doing, IT dog?
I can't complain. You know, I didn't have a clean sweep for my sports fandom over the weekend, nor was I expecting one. But the one I cared about the most, I got yesterday, and it was beautiful. And I've been I usually don't tune into too much of the national media sports shows during the week, but today I did a little more than usual just to see what they were saying and to see some of the interesting analysts out there, like Nick Wright, see what he had to say, since he's such
he is a Chiefs fan
to the homer. Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah,
big Chiefs fan. So, yeah, I would be doing 100% the same.
So, you know, there's times like even when the Broncos beat the Raiders, I stayed away from everything the next day because I knew the Broncos were going to get ripped on, especially Bo Nix, and deservedly so with the way they played against the Raiders. But with a win yesterday like that against the Chiefs, a team that's dominated the division for 9 years, dominated the conference for almost 9 years, it feels like, dominated the league for a while, I had to tune in a little bit.
But it's all
good here. Yeah, Thanksgiving's coming up, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, we've reached a really fun time of year. The week before Thanksgiving always kind of drags, it feels like, because you're, you know, wanting that day off or 2 days off if some people get Thursday and Friday. But good sports weeks ahead. I mean, you get the college basketball usually heats up. Last week we had some really good matchups, but this week we have some good ones as well. Next week you get a lot of the holiday tourneys, which not too many big time teams like to play in those anymore. But then Big Ten plays right around the corner. I mean, you get those two games first week of December, I believe it is. And of course you have the NFL and all that, but it is definitely a fun time of year. The sprint to the you know, January 1. But I do have an NFL birdie bogey question for you this week.
I'm running out of weeks to get one right. So hopefully this is the week.
There have been 3 head coaches in the NFL to win a Super Bowl before turning the age of 40. Can you name those 3 head coaches?
That's a good one. 3 of them to win a Super Bowl before turning the age of 40.
Or the age of 40. Yep.
Oh, man. Oh, that's a good one.
Birdie or Bogey is brought to you by Arlington Public House for good cuisine, cocktails, located 703 Main Street in Rochester, Indiana. Go check them out.
Yeah, and let me bring up what they had. Well, let me see. Sorry, I was getting some feedback in my headphones there from my monitor over here. And I was like, Josh already said that a few minutes ago. Why is it coming through now? All right, let's see what Arlington had over the weekend here. Once again, I really need to start bookmarking these during the week when I see it. Their weekend special included a delightful dining experience with their apple butter glazed roasted chicken. A dish that combines tender meat with a luscious glaze that perfectly balances sweetness and savory goodness. Enjoy it alongside their vibrant green beans, expertly sauteed to maintain their crisp freshness, and add a delightful crunch. To finish, they got creamy mashed potatoes and warm, fluffy yeast rolls, bringing comfort and coziness in your meal, especially on those chillier days. So we were just talking about Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. That sounds kind of like a Thanksgiving meal right there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of Thanksgiving adjacent, I would call it.
Yeah, I mean, maybe you substitute turkey for chicken on Thanksgiving, but rolls, taters, green beans.
Definitely.
Right there.
But actually, I'm going to ask it next week.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You're going to do some sort of blind ranking Thanksgiving food, aren't you?
I am. I've had it cooked up for weeks now. So
no pun intended, right?
Yeah. Yeah. No pun intended. So I will let that happen next week once we get closer. But yeah.
Sounds good, man. Sounds good. But let's get into some NFL talk, shall we? And my blind rankings, NFL related, just like your birdie or bogey, was NFL related. And I got to give my dad credit again. He sent me this list a week or two ago, and I kind of forgot about it, and I stumbled upon it today. I'm going to give you five current NFL players, and I want you to rank them from one to five on their Hall of Fame worthiness, in your opinion.
One being the most Hall of Fame worthy, or five being the most? Okay, yep. One. Okay.
One, yep. So we will start with Davante Adams.
Man, that's a tough one. I think he'll probably get in. I'm going to put him at four.
Four.
Yeah, I mean, he obviously mainly known for his Green Bay Packer days with Aaron Rodgers, and man, he's had a heck of a career.
Yeah, still going solid today. So,
yep.
Keenan Allen,
five. I don't. He doesn't scream Hall of Famer to me. Hall of very, very good, but not Hall of Fame.
Yeah, very good Charger. The 1 year with the Bears didn't go so well. That one all on him though. I think a lot of that was on Justin Fields and their head coach and their play caller. Mike Evans.
One. I'm gonna put him at one. He had, what was it, 9 straight years to start a career with over 1,000 yards receiving. This will be his first year he hasn't had 1,000 yards because he's got injured. But heck of a career. I didn't think he'd be nearly as good as he turned out to be. He was very good at Texas A&M with Johnny Football, but man, he's been super consistent, and he's not a diva either. Like he could have forced his way out of Tampa a long time ago, and he just never did. I mean, we see, you know, the diva wide receivers all over the place every year. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Antonio Browns of the world, if you will. But Mike Evans, he just doesn't get into trouble. Doesn't, you know, he's a good team guy, and he's stuck around Tampa, and he should 1,000% be a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Yeah, he's Mr. Consistent, for sure, for sure. Von Miller.
Ooh, three. I think he has a good shot to get there. Of course, he's had some injuries that have kind of will probably hurt his overall numbers, but I think he gets in. Yeah,
he might be a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
If you look at his career numbers.
Maybe.
And is, you know, he is a Super Bowl MVP.
He is. That helps.
I mean, I am looking up his career now. I'm just curious how many.
Does he play for Washington?
He does. He wears number 24. He got sack yesterday.
I thought I recognized him. I had no idea he was there, though.
Yeah. Two-time Super Bowl champ. Forgot he won one with the Rams.
No.
Eight-time Pro Bowler. 2010s All-Decade Team. Three-team All-Pro. Defensive Rookie of the Year. This was as of, I think, going in yesterday, 134 and a half career
sacks. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's a first ballot. Jason Taylor, I think, had 139, and he got in on first ballot. Yeah. So I would imagine Vaughn does.
And last but not least, Mr. Unlimited himself, Russell Wilson.
What spot do I have left?
Two.
Oh, shoot. I thought I used the two. That's why I put Vaughn at three. I would have put Vaughn at two. Because
you put Evans at one.
Yeah.
Adams at five.
Four or five.
Allen's at four and Adams at five.
Yeah. He'd be two.
He's a fascinating case.
He is. I think he probably gets in. Maybe not a first ballot guy. But, man, his past 3 or 4 years have just been brutal. And his stock is, you know, tanked. With the Seahawks, first ballot guy, easy. Not even
agreed.
A question.
Agreed.
But the way his career's kind of ended has been very poor. Re-rank, I'd still do Evans one, and then I'd flip Russ and Vaughn, and that would be it. That's the only ones I'd probably differ on.
That's fair. I'm gonna be Homer biased. I think I would flip Vaughn one, Mike Evans two, Russ three. Yeah, I think I would have Devontae over Keenan. That's a close. Well, that's a close one. I think Keenan's pretty darn good, but
he is. I don't think it's all that close, honestly. Because Keenan's good, and he's had a really long, good career, but he never put up numbers quite like Devontae did. But
and Thad Mooney here said AJ Brown trying to go full Antonio Brown to get out of Philly.
Yeah,
yeah, he's a diva.
He is. He is, and he's not gotten the ball like he wants. But I mean, he forced his way out of Tennessee.
Now exactly. Philadelphia's winning without getting him the ball.
Yeah. So clearly has different priorities, obviously.
Yep. Yep. But yeah, I thought that was a good list he came up with. Because all those guys are, you can make a case for all of them for making the Hall of Fame, and they're all on the back half of their career, if not maybe some in cases the last year.
Were there any other guys on the list, or was it just
only through those five? We could probably come up with others if we really put our minds to it, but I can't off the top of my head right now. But,
no, me either.
There was some guy.
Cooper Kupp.
No, Hall would, very, very good, yeah. I think.
Same. Injuries, again, probably derailed him.
Yeah. But there's some guys like, who was I just saw somebody yesterday in the league. I'm like, they're still playing? Somebody who doesn't really contribute much anymore, but they did for a long time. I don't remember who it was. So, but that is the blind rankings, which is brought to you by Like It Has Been every week in 2025 by Performer Prince Hue Promo Group. If you're looking for a trustworthy, dependable resource for your next trade show, company picnic, or a sales meeting, Performer Prince Hue Promo Group has over 50 years combined experience in promotional products and commercial print. They strive for fast and efficient response to all your print needs. You need to look no further. Let them be your one source print and promotional company today by giving Barbara Van Weinsberg a call at 574-210-3815.
Three winners, three losers.
Yeah. 11 weeks down in the NFL.
That's crazy.
Hard to believe. Yeah. I'll start off if you don't mind.
I don't mind.
I think you usually didn't start off the winners.
I knew this was coming. So
yeah, I got to go homer here. Denver Broncos beating the Chiefs now three straight years at home, but beating them in a close game, something that has for years been so hard to beat the Chiefs in close games. Yeah. But this year, they're 0-5 in single possession games. And I thought the Broncos were cooked. About 4 minutes left. Kansas City getting the ball. I'm like, here we go. Mahomes is going to find his magic. And the Broncos made him go three and out twice towards the end of the game. The Chiefs are still dangerous. Don't get me wrong.
Yes.
But they're missing something they've missed the last couple of years that I can't put my finger on. I don't think anybody can put their finger on it. But the Broncos defense, man, they, even without Patrick Surtain the last few weeks, they aren't scared of the moment. They're good. They're hard to prepare for. And I will hope they could somehow, and I wouldn't have said this ever, asked him as a head coach, I wish there was a way they could lock up Vance Joseph forever. But I got a feeling it's going to be tough to keep him away from being a head coach again after this year somewhere. But we'll see.
Yeah. People don't want to say it, but old Patty, he still wins a lot. He's regressed. He's not nearly the guy he was even just 2 years ago. He's throwing picks. I mean, he threw one near the end zone yesterday.
Yep.
Where if they kick a field goal there, I don't know, you know, a field goal, but if they score a touchdown, they probably end up winning the game, but they didn't. His decision-making is poor. He's yelling at teammates, which is kind of on brand for him. But after that pick, I wish one of his teammates would have gone up to him and screamed at him. Why does Pat get a scream at me for making a penalty? Yep. But he throws a pick that costs us the game probably. Kelsey's old.
He didn't talk to the media. Refused to talk to media after the game yesterday. He was being a baby.
Surprising. He's actually having a pretty good year, much better year than he did last year. But this might be last year.
I think this is last year.
Yeah, I do too. The rest of the receiving corps stinks, but Peyton Manning never. He had Marvin Harrison, Reggie Wayne, and he's probably the worst guy to say. but he made a guy like
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady never had anyone.
He had Gronkowski.
He had Gronk. He had Randy Moss for a year or two.
Yeah, Wes Welker for a while.
He made Wes Welker. Julian Edelman. He didn't have those. Pat just hasn't made any of those guys better like the other guys do, which is crazy to even talk about of a three-time Super Bowl champ.
I know. I know.
But, something's off. I'm with you. Definitely.
They got guys out there that scare you from a speed standpoint. Yeah. Worthy scary, Rice is scary, Brown scary, but they're not consistent.
No.
You know, and the running game's pretty good. They got a real good defense, Kansas City. Spags is a great defense coordinator. I mean, so they're still a tough team to beat, but they're nobody's fearing them. And right now they're 5-5, and that's why I titled this episode, Will the Chiefs Miss the Playoffs? Which after our winners and losers, I want to go into a quick segment that we can talk about, maybe trying to predict the playoffs before we get into our weekly picks. But the Broncos are my number one winner, and I thought Bo Nix played pretty darn well yesterday, yeah, especially late in the game. So
I'm not convinced Nix is a good quarterback, but dang, is he clutch.
Yeah.
I'll give him that. At the very least, I'll give him that. My first winner is the LA Rams. I think they're the best team in the NFC, them or Philadelphia. Are the best team in the NFC, in my opinion. And Matt Stafford's playing some of the best ball he's played in his career.
Yeah, at the age of 37.
Yeah, real old.
Yep. So let's see. We got a comment here. That Mooney on Facebook, Kelsey is done. When they show him on the bench, his gaze towards the field is definition of lights on. No one's home.
Yeah.
He still talks a lot of trash out there.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. That's been him since Cincinnati. So,
yeah.
Another winner for me, the Jacksonville Jaguars. You know, they blow that lead last week at Houston, 19 points in the fourth quarter. And I'm thinking, this team's done. Put a fork in them. Turn around and beat the Chargers 35-6.
Yeah.
They're up and down, up and down. But right now, the season ended, they'd be in the playoffs as well.
Yep. So. My number two is the San Francisco 49ers. Good bounce back win. Obviously, Arizona stinks, but they blew him out. And Brock Purdy's back and looked pretty good yesterday.
My third winner, this is going to be weird when I say it, the Baltimore Ravens. And everybody's going to be like, what are you talking about? They beat the Browns. I know they beat the Browns. But if they would have lost that game, their season was done.
Done, yeah.
And now they've won four straight. They're still in the thick of things. Probably a team to watch out for going forward.
Yeah. My third winner is the Eagles. Only giving up 9 points to an electric offense. Pretty dang good. The trade of Jalen Phillips is already paying off. He's going to turn into probably a Hall of Famer with Philadelphia that he could never be.
You see what he said last night?
He said it three times now. Yeah, the best thing that's ever happened to him was getting traded to Philadelphia.
Yeah.
I don't blame him for saying it. And it probably is, because now he's going to a championship culture, getting away from those gutless losers, as I like to call them down in Miami. So
yeah, they're hot. They're hot now.
They're hot. They'll find themselves at 6-7 and get people's hopes up, and then they'll end up with pick number 13 every single year. Never change.
Yep. First loser, you start us off, loser.
You said Jacksonville was a winner. LA Chargers. They're the same Chargers team that's ever been. Like, they're the same team year after year. Right when you start to take them seriously, they get blown out by – I know they're in the playoffs. I don't believe in Jacksonville. Never believe in Jacksonville or Trevor Lawrence. But they got just dominated. And Herbert's a good quarterback, not a killer, not a Mahomes type, even though we just kind of talk trash about Mahomes. he's not that guy and never will be.
Yeah, the Chargers are going to charger, as a lot of Bronco fans like to say.
Yeah.
But I will say they are very banged up, but they're banged up every year. It happens every year. I don't know why. And they looked banged up yesterday. They just looked out of it. I don't know. That was
– get a better training staff.
I wasn't so surprised Jacksonville won, even though I was surprised. No. I was surprised they won by 29 points.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, didn't see that coming. So, my first loser, the Atlanta Falcons.
Yes.
Lost in overtime to the Carolina Panthers. Came out today. Penix Jr. probably done for the season. Might have tore his knee, which, if so, his career might be in trouble. They probably shouldn't have drafted him anyways.
No.
Now Kirk Cousins got to play. Raheem Morris might be in trouble. Yeah. That team is too talented to be playing the way they are.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, Morris might be a two and done. And this is now Penix's fifth season-ending injury over his last eight seasons, starting with college into the NFL. Yep. Oft injured. It was one of the most shocking draft picks I can remember when he went in the top 10. And it has not panned out whatsoever.
Nope. I think they're going to have to go looking for a quarterback in the draft or free agency. So
yeah. My second loser is the Cleveland Browns. They stank. Could have won that game yesterday. Shadur has to come in, and he goes 4 for 16 with an interception.
He's never taken reps with the ones in practice.
Which is not abnormal for a third-string, second-string quarterback.
Oh my gosh.
He looked horrendous, and he looked every bit of a fifth-round pick yesterday.
Yep, it's going to be interesting to see if they give him the green light and give him a chance.
Yeah.
So next loser for me is the Minnesota Vikings.
Yes.
McCarthy didn't look good, and then he comes up with a big play at the end. But then as special teams, you cannot let the Bears return a 56-yard kick. The Bears are finding ways to win these games last few weeks, and that says a lot. I mean, this is a Bears team that could not win close games the last couple of years. I think Ben Johnson, I mean, are they playing the best opponents? No, but you still got to win who's on your schedule. I think Ben Johnson's kind of flipping the culture there, but that was a game Minnesota had to have. I think they're done.
Yeah, they need to start quarterback shopping as well because JJ's not it. I watched that entire game yesterday. He made some good throws in that final drive, but they were booing him off the field after every single drive. He was terrible.
Can you give up on him yet, though?
Yes.
Taking him top 10, and he didn't have a rookie year last year due to injury.
I'd give up on him. I've seen enough. that's just me, though. What else was I going to say? I was going to say something else about the Minnesota Vikings. I don't remember. Anyway, Tennessee Titans, my last loser. Again, they probably could have won that game yesterday against Houston. Mm-hmm. And they stink. Cam Ward looks horrendous. But, again, you can't give up on a number one overall pick. I can give up on a guy that was taken, 11th, like J.J. McCarthy was. And Tennessee stinks. There's some bad teams in the NFL this year.
There are some. There are definitely some. My last loser, Dan Campbell. I'm all for being aggressive, but I think there's times and places. He was too over-aggressive last night, going for five different fourth downs. That's starting to bite him a lot, and he needs to watch it, especially in the postseason, because the Lions have a talented enough team to go to the Super Bowl and maybe even win it. But I don't know. Like right now, they're not winning their division. The Bears are.
Yeah.
So they got to get it going. I still think they're a very good team. I don't know. I like going for it once in a while on certain occasions. I just think five times in one game's a little asinine. So
I'm not. Yeah. He hates punting, which, I mean, I hate punting too. I mean, I've played enough Madden and NCAA football to know I rarely, rarely punt, even if I'm
different thing is that's a video game and
your
job's not on the line.
Yeah. Lower stakes for me. It was kind of fun there for a while. Now that teams are starting to catch up to it a little bit, starting to bite them.
Yep. So, well, let's look at the playoff standings as of today. We'll go by who'd be in. I want your opinion if you think they ultimately make it or not. So, starting AFC, the number one seed right now, Denver Broncos, in or not?
Oh, yeah. They'll definitely make it.
Number two, New England Patriots.
They'll make it. They have a big enough lead where if they lose out, I think they'll sweat. But even losing out, they might get in. Who knows?
Yeah. I think the Broncos are kind of right there, too. I mean, they got a two-game cushion on the Chargers now, three-game on the Chiefs. So, Indianapolis Colts.
Yes, they will win that division. Going away, I think.
Pittsburgh Steelers.
Haven't heard how hurt Aaron Rodgers is. I know he has a slight fracture to his left hand, so he could technically probably play through it, honestly. I'm going to go with – how many teams do I have in already? Three?
Yeah. These are just the division leaders right now. Okay. So.
I'm going to go with no on the Pittsburgh Steelers. No.
So you think they fumble the division and miss out on
the playoffs. Miss the playoffs, correct.
So you got the Ravens in then.
Yes.
Because the Browns and Bengals, it's not happening.
No. So. Even if Burrow comes back, I don't think you can save
him. Okay, so I'm going to put the Ravens up there. So you got three more teams getting in the wild card. Right now, the Bills are in the wild card slot.
Yes. I would say they have a greater chance to win the division than they do miss the playoffs.
That's fair. That's very fair. Chargers.
I'm going to say yes on the Chargers. Again, I think they're good enough to now, again, as you say, Chargers will charger. But and we'll see if that comes to fruition. But I do think they get in.
All right. So your last wild card spot right now, it's the Jaguars, but I'm assuming you're going to be a no on them.
Definitely. Definite no on them.
The next spot down would be the Houston Texans.
No. I think they stink. Although they've kind of tread water with Davis Mills in there. So maybe when Stroud comes back, they'll catch fire.
So the next would be the Kansas City Chiefs.
I'm going to say the same thing I did about the Bills as I will the Chiefs. Just because they're the Chiefs, I think they have a greater chance to win the division than they do miss the playoffs. I don't think they'll win the division, but I think
they're three games out of it. So
yeah. But again, I think just because of who they are, I think they'll get in, and I see zero chance they miss the playoffs.
Because the next team would have been the Ravens, but you say the Ravens are in.
Ravens will win that division.
So then the Steelers would probably be down there. But then if I go down one more slot, it's the last team I'll bring up. The Dolphins.
No, they would
technically be the next slot.
They have a bye this week, then they get the Saints, and then they go to the new Tyrod Taylor-led New York Jets because Fields got benched. So take care of them. You're 6-7. But then they have Tampa Bay. They have Cincinnati, likely with Joe Burrow. They have New England again. So no shot.
I think the top six right now get in. I think the Broncos, Patriots, Colts, Steelers, I think they all hang on to their divisions. Yes, I'm picking Steelers to hang on to their division. I think the Bills get in. I think the Chargers get in. Unfortunately, I'd like to put the Jaguars or Texans or even Ravens in, but I do think the Chiefs find a way to make the playoffs. Yes. Now, a week from today, if they lose to the Colts and they're 5-6, I might have a whole different tune.
For sure. Yeah, especially because it's a home game. Because they don't lose home games, but they've started to do that too.
Right. So, all right, let's go to the NFC. Right now, Philadelphia is the one seed.
Yeah, for sure. They win that division going away. I mean, they have a massive lead already, so they'll probably win it by December 1.
The two seed is the LA Rams, but they don't have a very comfortable lead in the division. I mean, they just beat the Seahawks yesterday, so they got one game lead over them. They also have a two-game lead over the Niners.
It's a good division. Yes. I've said I think they're the best team in the NFC, and I think they'll win that division ultimately.
The Chicago Bears sitting at 7-3.
Yesterday was imperative because their schedule is tough the rest of the way.
Yes, it's very tough.
So they needed to win that, and they found a way to get it done. Almost choked it away. I'm going to go with yes. I think they get in, but I have a hard time saying they're going to win that division. That's a tough division.
I think one of your 25 bold predictions for 2025 was the Bears making the playoffs.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oh, yeah. They'll clinch
that division's terrible.
It's horrendous. And the Bucs have lost two in a row, and they're 6-4
they're not playing
now,
very good.
But they still feel probably pretty good about winning that division because it's so bad. Although Carolina's right there, too, but I don't believe in them.
There's going to be a really good team in the NFC that misses the playoffs when I'm looking at these standings. Seahawks.
Yes, I think they're legitimately good, and I think they'll challenge the Rams till the end, but I don't think they win that division. But yes, I think they get in.
Packers.
I'm going to go no on the Green Bay Packers. I think the Bears get in over them.
49ers.
Yes, I think with Purdy back, although Mac Jones did an admirable job there. Mm-hmm. I think they're talented enough where they might get the 7th seed, but I think they get in.
The Lions.
Yes.
They would be out right now.
Yeah. I would say – I'm going to say the Lions come back and win that division.
Okay. And you still think the Bears get in, the Packers
I think the Bears get in, Packers out. There will be a good team left out unless some team implodes like the Seahawks or Bears or something, but –
And here's another team with a winning record, 6-5 right now, the Carolina Panthers.
No, I think they have a better shot to finish 6-11 than they do when they do make the playoffs.
I don't think any of the other teams, the Vikings, the Cowboys, Cardinals, Falcons, Commanders, Saints, and Giants even are worth bringing up.
No, I don't think so. Cowboys are talented enough. Maybe they can get hot, but I think they'd have to almost win
out. They're 3-5-1. So.
Yeah, they'd have to. They'd maybe only afford to lose one more game to get in.
Yeah. I I like a lot of things you said. I think the only thing I would change, I'm sorry, Bear fans. I'd flip the Packers and the Bears.
Yeah.
And I feel bad about it because
that was a tough one. I don't feel bad about it. But... they are. Yeah. Caleb Williams has played some pretty good football here down the stretch. They have a good run game too, and that defense is much improved.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. So, but now we'll get into our weekly picks. But that was a fun little segment. I'm like, we're in November now. It's, you know, everybody say this is where it kind of really starts to matter going forward. So Thursday night, big one for both these teams. Yes. We were just talking about the playoffs. The Buffalo Bills at the Houston Texans.
I read today that if the game was Sunday, Stroud would probably play. But since it's Thursday, he likely won't, which stinks. Give me Buffalo for 8.
That really stinks. I'm going to have to go get a quarterback for my fantasy team then. Bo Nix is on the bye. Bills are 5.5-point favorites. So that tells you Vegas probably thinks that Stroud's not playing. I got the Bills for 9. The Pittsburgh Steelers at the Chicago Bears. Bears are 3-point favorites.
I picked this game. I actually just switched my pick because I originally had one team, but should Mason Rudolph have to start? It sounds like is a possibility. I think the Bears ultimately win. Give me the Bears for 3.
I got the Bears for 2. I'm right with you. I think if Rodgers was playing, I'd pick the Steelers.
Yeah, Rodgers owns the Chicago Bears.
He does. He does. No matter what uniform he wears. Yeah. So, New England Patriots at the Cincinnati Bengals. Patriots are 8.5-point favorites.
Trap game for them. They've won 8 in a row. Tough place to play, although Jamar Chase is suspended for
spitting. What an idiot.
I didn't spit.
Replay shows you did, buddy.
Yeah, and that was good enough for the NFL to suspend him. So give me the Patriots for 7.
I got the Pats for 11. I think the Bengals are close. If I'm Burrow, I don't want to come back and play.
Just retro. That's a Cincinnati job that opens up at the end of the year. I think Zach Taylor's probably done.
Yeah, probably would have been done already if it wasn't for that Super Bowl run.
Yeah, definitely.
Lions at Giants. Lions are a...
Is it at Giants or is it in Detroit?
It's in Detroit. I wrote that down.
That's okay. I thought I wrote it down wrong there for a second.
Nope. I'm going to change it right now.
It matters. Jameis makes the Giants far more interesting than Russell Wilson does.
Yes, he does.
Give me the Lions for 14, though.
I got the Lions for 13. They're gonna be mad too. Yeah. Thad Mooney on Facebook, they caught me on camera, wasn't me. Jamar Chase, just some of these guys just not smart. The Minnesota Vikings at the Green Bay Packers. Packers are 6.5-point favorites.
Yeah, give me Packers for 13.
I got the Pack for 10. So, Seattle Seahawks at the Tennessee Titans. Seahawks are 13-point favorites. Holy cow.
Yeah, Tennessee is the worst team in the NFL again. Give me the Seahawks for 12.
I got the Seahawks for 12 as well. Big one here. One team for seeding, big for them, because I'm saying that already in the playoffs. The other one fighting to get into playoffs. Mm-hmm. Colts at Chiefs. Chiefs are 3.5-point favorites.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be Indianapolis this weekend. Although Indianapolis has the game that could beat Kansas City. I mean,
and they had a bye. They had a bye.
Hand the ball off to Jonathan Taylor 40 times. That being said, the Chiefs are still the Chiefs in my mind, even though they're 5-5. So give me the Chiefs for 10.
I got the Chiefs for 4. I think the Chiefs find a way to get it done, but this Colts team keeps surprising me.
Yeah.
And, you know, part of me is like, maybe I should root for the Chiefs because I want the Colts to get away from that.
Yeah.
One seed. But no. Can't do that.
Chiefs are too scary to just assume you have the Division I already.
Yep. I'd rather them just not be in the playoffs.
Yeah.
That'd be fine with me. Yeah. New York Jets led by Tyrod Taylor, like you said, at the Baltimore Ravens, who are 13-point favorites. There's some huge spreads this week.
It's a rough matchup week, which might end up being, you know, the best games of the year. That's usually how it ends up. Give me Baltimore for 11.
I got Baltimore for 14. They're not losing at home to the Jets. Cleveland Browns at the Las Vegas Raiders. Raiders 3.5-point favorites.
Ugh. Yeah, battle for the number one pick here.
Raiders. You got to make up your mind. You said the Titans. Now you're saying these guys. You said the Saints last week.
This is a big game for number one overall pick implication. I should say that. Yeah. There's some bad teams in the NFL this year.
Yeah, there are.
Give me the home team for one. Give me the Raiders.
I'm taking the Raiders for one as well.
That was a tough one. Awful. They both stink.
I'm not watching a second of this game unless it comes onto my red zone, which these two teams seem to be in the red zone a lot or not at all.
Not at all.
So. Yeah. Jacksonville Jaguars at the Arizona Cardinals. Jags are 2.5-point favorites.
Yeah, Jacoby Brissett is pretty much their starter now. He actually set an NFL record for completions yesterday. Did you see that in a game?
No, I did not. I honestly didn't.
He completed 47 passes yesterday.
How many did he throw?
I don't know, but it was an NFL record. I saw it pop up. Let me see. I'm going to look it up real quick.
Please
they lost.
Tell me through 60 times.
47 for 49. No. Let's see. Who they play?
They got smacked by San Francisco.
He was 47 for 57. Ooh, almost 60 times. 82%. He did throw two picks, threw for 452 yards, so it wasn't like he was dinking and dunking or anything like that. Yeah. They still only scored 22 points. So usually when you throw it that much, you don't win, honestly.
Yeah.
But
no.
Give me Jacksonville for two.
I got Jacksonville for six. They gotta win this one. They gotta. I mean, they have to. Philadelphia Eagles at the Dallas Cowboys. Eagles are 4.5-point favorites.
Give me the Eagles for nine. I think they handle them.
I got the Eagles for five. Atlanta Falcons at the New Orleans Saints. Saints are 2.5-point favorites.
Wow. Give me Atlanta for four. I think the Saints stink.
I'm going out on a real limb here. Give me the Saints for seven.
I like it.
I don't like the way the Falcons are playing.
Yeah.
Penix is out. They had somebody else get injured, too.
Drake London.
Yeah. So I just, you know, my dad texted me and a good friend of the show, Sean Shriver, how about Kyler Murray being the Atlanta's quarterback next year? I'm like,
that makes sense.
Maybe.
Yeah.
So Saints for seven. I don't like as I put that many points on them, but taking a risk there. Sunday Night Football, Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the LA Rams, who are 6.5-point favorites.
Man, Tampa's schedule continues to be brutal here in this stretch. Give me the Rams for five.
I got the Rams for three. And 49ers at Panthers, Monday Night Football. Panthers at 49ers. Niners 7-point favorites. I did that again.
Give me Niners for six.
I got the Niners for eight. I don't think they mess around there. But Carolina wins there, then I don't know. They still got a way to win the division, I think. I don't think they can get in as a wild card.
I agree.
So it'll be interesting. But, not the greatest slate of games for week 12.
No.
But there we are. So, I do have to confess to one thing. I still don't think he's the worst commentator ever, but I finally got the Romo getting on my nerves thing yesterday.
Thank you.
And I think it was more because of the Chiefs than anything else. But my goodness, he loves the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes. Holy smokes.
Yeah, I can't stand Tony Romo. I've been on the hate Tony Romo train,
I know, yeah.
train for at least 5 years.
I'm not there, but he got on my nerves yesterday. I about muted it and put Dave Logan on instead.
He doesn't shut up. That's my issue. Let's see here. On this daytime. What is it? November 17th?
Yes, it is.
On this day in 1900, the fifth Iron Bowl was played.
Fifth already in
1900. Auburn beat Alabama 53-5. What a score. 1940, the Green Bay Packers became the first NFL team to travel by plane.
Yeah, because they're taking train everywhere.
On this day in 1956, Syracuse fullback Jim Brown scored an NFL record of 43 points in a game against Colgate.
Arguably the best running back in NFL history.
That's like six touchdowns-ish? On this day in... Oh, crap. I got an ad. Let's see if I can get out of this on my phone because it wasn't loading on my. Here we go. On this day in 1982, you're not going to get this right. Who won the National League MVP?
Who played in the National League in the 80s? 82.
Atlanta Brave. I'll even give you the team.
I have no idea.
Dale Murphy.
Yeah, I could have guessed 200 guys and Dale Murphy wouldn't come to my mind.
His son was an offensive lineman for the Dolphins at one point.
Was he good?
He was a late round pick. I don't remember him even really making the team. He might have made the team. He wasn't very good. On this day in 1991, who won the NASCAR Sprint Cup?
91? Cup. 91. Let's go with Bill Elliott.
Dale Earnhardt.
He literally was the first name that came to my mind. And I'm like, nah, it feels too obvious to be Dale.
Yeah. You know what we should start doing when we're doing birdie bogey is pull a Costanza and pick the exact opposite of what we think.
I'm all on board for any strategy that'll help me out. So maybe I should start doing that.
Let's see here. I don't know if we're going to have too many more. That'll do it for On This Day. It was kind of a weak one this week.
That was a weak one. But the sponsor of the On This Day is not a weak one, and that is Mooney Wood and Laser Crafts. Mooney Wood and Laser Crafts is a veteran-owned and operated woodcraft shop based out of Texas with Indiana grassroots. They provide 100% hand-cut custom designs to fit your needs, and their pieces are a great addition to any home, office, or man cave. You can see some of their recently completed projects by visiting them at Moody Wood Laser Crafts on Instagram and on Facebook. And if you let them know that Tan and J-Man Show sent you, you get 15% off your first order. And let me see if I remember how to do this. I'm trying to share my screen here so everybody can check out Thad's website, moodywoodandlasercrafts.com. Here we go. Everybody watching the video feed can see he's got engraved, personal engraved tumblers or water bottles, if you will, leather keychains, engraved leather patches on hats. Let's see if we go to the shop here. Those are the only three options right there, but he's got some of his recently completed projects right here. You can see you can contact them, moodywoodcrafts@gmail.com. Like I said, he can make you tumblers, keychains, patches, also any woodwork you want. So hit up Thad by DM or moodywoodcrafts@gmail.com and tell him the Tan Jamin Show sent you. Get 15% off your order. And I mean, Christmas is literally right around the corner.
Yeah, still haven't bought anything.
I've only bought one thing. So. Yeah. Now, I was proud of myself when I did. Now I'm behind.
I would say 90% of the battle is figuring out what to buy. So I have, yes. I have that. I just got to press the button and say, okay.
Send I don't feel bad for you then.
No, I don't feel bad for myself. Why would you feel bad for me at all? You never feel bad for me.
That's very true.
I could shatter every bone in my body and you'd have no sympathy.
Yes, I would. Maybe if you no, okay. I'm good. I'll stop. That was gonna be mean. So all right, switching gears, talking pigskin still. College football. We are down to the second to last season week. I can't talk. Second to last week of the regular season.
That's great. Wild. Yeah. I mean, Purdue only has one game left. Like, that's crazy. You're probably excited for that fact, but
not excited for that game though.
No. It feels like the season just started. Good Lord.
Yeah, it's it goes by so quick. That's why I'm glad YouTube TV and Disney finally came to the agreement, because I was more mad about that than I was the NFL, because we only get so many college football weekends out of the year, and you're taking a lot of good games away from us. So
yeah.
Now, I
found myself mainly missing it on like a Friday night, like with I mean, it was a good ACC game, Louisville and Clemson this week.
I enjoyed it.
I didn't watch a ton of ESPN games on Saturday, it feels like, but like Friday night, real late, like 10 o'clock, I'll have them on. But that's what I missed the most.
What's your big takeaway from week 12?
Again, I didn't watch much. My biggest takeaway is probably James Franklin getting the Virginia Tech job. Honestly,
good fit.
I think it's a fantastic fit. It's a much easier conference. I mean, he coached on the East Coast. He's not too far from where he coached at Penn State. And he's already got kind of probably recruiting ties in the area or near there in the DMV. And, yeah, very good fit. As far as games go, nothing overly interesting happened in the Big Ten, did it? That I can remember.
Good win for USC over Iowa.
Yes, very good win for them. And I think they're a pretty dang good team. Michigan
survived a scare.
Where they went -5 in the turnover battle. They're one of like six teams ever to win a game with -5 in the turnover battle. I've said it a couple times now. I've been thoroughly unimpressed with.
Yeah, you say it every week.
I'm going to continue to until the season's over too. $10 million man there.
Yeah, I'm going to get you a shirt that has Underwood on it on the back, unimpressed.
Yeah. And yeah, but I'd wear the heck out of it too, honestly. Yeah, other than that, I didn't follow any SEC.
Mike Locksley got the vote of the vote of confidence for Maryland.
Oklahoma winning at Alabama. The same thing.
Yeah, that was a big one.
Yeah.
I'm just talking Big Ten real quick before I get to my next thought. Wisconsin was in it for a half, down 3 to IU a half, and then IU destroyed them second half. Because people were starting to talk like, is IU getting bored or are they starting to lose a step? Well,
yeah,
I think you found your answer in the second half. And then nationally, Texas A&M coming back down 27 and a half for South Carolina. I think Beamer's in trouble in South Carolina, but that is a huge comeback win for Elko and A&M on the day he got his contract extension, or it was reported he got it.
First SEC team ever to come back from 27 down or more at halftime.
Yeah, because, you know, they still have Texas coming up. They need to make sure they got a win against a team they need to take care of, and they did that. So Notre Dame smoked Pitt on the road. Jeremiah Love, in my opinion, should win the Heisman, but he's probably not even in as much consideration as Mendoza and Sayan are. Just because it seems to be so much of a quarterback award. But we'll see. Real good win for Oklahoma. Their defense was awesome. And that makes the race for the SEC championship game to see who's going to play A&M pretty interesting. And Georgia waxed Texas.
Texas should not even be remotely close to the CFP conversation with three losses. Should not. Kirk Herbstreit was trying to talk them up and say they should get in should be in the No. In the way they've lost these games, too.
Here's an interesting one for you. What happens if Notre Dame and Miami both go 10-2?
Will Miami win the ACC then? Will they even get a chance to play in the ACC?
I don't know. They probably would. Okay. So what if they go 10-2, make the ACC championship and lose?
Take Miami over Notre Dame. Notre Dame should be knocked for not being in the conference, honestly.
And when they played, Miami beat them, but it was week one.
It was a long time ago. And Notre Dame's only lost once since, and it was to the number 4 team in the country or number 3 team in the country, whatever Texas A&M is now.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, Notre Dame will smack whoever they play the rest of the year. I don't even really. They have Stanford, I think.
Stanford and I should know this. I just talked about it. Do they play this week?
If they don't play this week, then they only
They're 35.5 points favorites over my boy Coach Brown in Syracuse, who is 3-7. 3-7. Good job, Tanner. Came out in support of them. I don't know if they won a game since.
I don't either. I think they started 3-0 or
they beat Clemson.
3-1, yeah.
Remember? They started out 3-1 with their one loss being to Tennessee, and they haven't won a game since September 20th.
Yikes. Yeah, that's
just
a rough
whoever
one.
I root for in college football just sucks. So
start rooting for Indiana.
Oh, I still can't do that. It just gives me the ugh. Yeah. But Big Ten games this week. Rutgers at number 1. Ohio State is a 31.5 point favorite.
Ohio State for 8.
Agreed. Minnesota at Northwestern, game being played in Wrigley. Northwestern is a 3.5 point favorite, except they don't win games in Wrigley Field.
No. Northwestern needs this one because they're clinging on to five wins. They have
5-5, and Minnesota's the worst 6-4 team I've ever seen.
Yeah, Minnesota at home, and they have to travel to Champaign against a decent Illinois team. So this might be the one that Northwestern needs to get bowl eligible. Give me Northwestern for one. I think they get it done.
I got the Cats for three. Big Ten game of the week, number 16, USC at number 6, Oregon, who's a 10.5-point favorite.
Yeah, give me Oregon for four. I think they handle them.
Give me USC for one.
I like
my upset. Oregon out of the CFP. Dan Lanning to the NFL. Whole program.
Yeah, I think Lanning goes to the NFL.
Flipped up. Michigan State at Iowa, who's a 16.5-point favorite.
Jonathan Smith might be a 2-and-done there at Michigan State.
He might go back to Oregon State.
Yeah. Give me Iowa for 7.
I got Iowa for 7 as well. Number 18, Michigan, 13.5-point favorites at Maryland.
Michigan for 3.
I got Michigan for 5.
Have I told you how thoroughly unimpressed I am with their quarterback, Bryce Underwood?
No, you haven't. That's the first time I've heard it all year. Nebraska at Penn State, who's a 9.5-point favorite. 7-3 Nebraska is a 9.5-point underdog against a 4-16.
Give me Penn State for 5.
I got Penn State for 4 because I don't trust Nebraska's quarterback. Yeah. Illinois, 7.5-point favorites at Wisconsin.
This will be the J-Man's Booker prediction.
Wonder when it was coming.
Yeah, I kind of forgot about it, honestly. This is an interesting one. Illinois did not play very well against Maryland on Saturday, but they still won 24-6. I'm going to take Illinois and give me them for 2. This will be back-to-back wins at Camp Randall. They did it, I think that was 3 years ago now. But
Illinois's got a great shot to go 9-3.
They do. Again, back-to-back years, which would be the first time they've won 9 back-to-back years.
Didn't it feel like wins a bowl and goes back-to-back years winning 10?
It's never happened. Never happened in the history of the program.
And J-Man's not on the bandwagon for some reason.
I watch him.
Yeah. I guess you probably root for more than anybody. But that's sure. To say, but you're not like invested like you once were.
If they lose, I don't think about it the minute the game's over. That's if they win, I don't think about it the minute the game's over. But I do root for them and hope they do well. Jay Mann's Book of Bridges of the Week brought to you by Travis Watchering Insurance Agency for Life, Home Auto, Business, Renters, Workers' Comp, and Farm Insurance. Contact Travis at 219-869-4561.
You know, I think there's something to be said about football program being good, helping your basketball program out. I really do.
It definitely, I mean, revenue itself helps. So.
And recruiting, I think. Atmosphere and seeing how the fan base cares about a different sport.
Definitely.
I'm taking Lion Eye for 2. Washington at UCLA. Washington is a 10.5-point favorite.
Yeah, give me Washington for 6. I think the UCLA kind of run is definitely done, and they will be a fascinating job.
I got the Huskies for 6 as well. Couple of top 25 games I want to go over. Number 23, Missouri at number 8, Oklahoma. And these rankings could change tomorrow when the CFP comes out. Oklahoma, 7.5-point favorite.
Yeah, give me Oklahoma.
I got Oklahoma as well. No way Notre Dame loses, right?
They cover easy.
This is the week where SEC teams, some of them play no names, like Alabama plays Eastern Illinois. Home of Sean Payton and Tony Romo, and Jimmy Garoppolo,
and Annette Steelman and Vicky Reed,
the most important ones right there. Arkansas at number 17, Texas, who's 9.5-point favorite. How are they still 17?
I don't get it. Give me Texas though.
I'm taking Texas as well. Vanderbilt, number 12, 9.5-point favorite against Kentucky, who is 5-5.
Give me Vandy.
I'm taking Vandy as well. This is an awful slate of games this week. So
yeah, it's usually the week before Thanksgiving feels like it's rough for whatever reason.
I want to bring up a non-ranked ACC matchup. 7-3 Louisville, 3.5-point dogs at 7-3 SMU.
Give me Louisville. I think they bounce back. Maybe all this talk about Brown potentially leaving is getting to the team a little bit.
Well, it's his teams are still undisciplined. They had so many penalties the other night and costly situations, and it just doesn't change to where Miller Moss came out and said it's a culture problem.
Oh boy.
That's terrible. He's like, we gotta get the next in the offseason. It's like, wow, I wouldn't have said that. I'm sure you got talked to. And 5-5 Duke at 4-6 North Carolina. Duke is a 6.5-point favorite.
Give me Duke.
I got Duke
sure.
as well.
Yeah.
I got Duke as well. So, all right. We got just a few minutes. Big Ten hoops, college basketball. Outside of Purdue, I haven't watched a whole lot, so I can't talk.
Yeah, I've watched Michigan. They've been, again, much like their quarterback for the football team, I've been thoroughly unimpressed with Michigan basketball. Wake Forest should have beat them. Wake Forest should have beat them. Texas Christian should have beat them. TCU should have beat them. I've only watched – I watched second half of Purdue, Alabama. Ooh, do we have a special guest? Hi, you want to come say hi to Dada?
Come here. Do.
Yeah.
For everybody listening, Josh is talking to his daughter.
Can you say hi to Tane and J-Man Show Nation? Say hi.
Hi.
She's
hey, we got a wave. We got a wave. We got a stuffed animal. Yeah. We got a
got Douglas.
Really? Oh, we got Douglas. Is that a giraffe?
Yes, it is.
Douglas, a giraffe. We got a really cool looking, soft, warm hat.
Her new favorite hat. As I said, yeah, I've only watched Purdue and Illinois, and I've been happy with Illinois. And they're still missing their best player,
right?
Tommy Avisic, who has a chance to be back against Alabama Wednesday. But I think Purdue and Illinois have been the best two teams in the Big Ten so far from what I've watched. So.
Alabama's interesting. They killed St. John's by getting their points in the paint. Purdue took that away, and they chucked up a bunch of threes, which they made quite a few of them.
Which, that's what Alabama does. They chuck up a bunch of threes anyway. Yep. So,
but, yeah, that'll be a good test for Illinois. I think Alabama's a legit Final Four contender. I was thrilled to death. I mean, I'm trying not to overreact it to anything good or bad that happens in November, but that was a fun road win for Purdue, and I thought Brayden Smith was awesome. Trey Kaufman-Wren was awesome. Oscar Clough fits this team perfectly.
Oh, for
they
sure.
Were what they were, he was what they were missing. They were tested in the first half by John Gross and the Akron Zips yesterday, but took care of business in the second half. They go to the Bahamas now, take on Penny Hardaway in Memphis Thursday, and then they'll either face Texas Tech, who Illinois beat, or their old buddy Miles Colvin and Wake Forest.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, Akron's a pesky little bunch.
Yeah.
I think they have a real good shot to win the MAC. I think they're good.
It'll be 3 years running.
Yeah, John Carlos is at a perfect level for him, and he's done a very good job.
Indiana had a scare yesterday from Incarnate Word, but they won. That's all that matters in the month of November. Michigan State's looked pretty good so far, even though they can't hit a three. Yeah, Michigan, unimpressive.
It's jarring to see Iowa play such good defense after.
Yeah, they're a totally different team.
Years of no defense at all.
UCLA lost a close one to Arizona. Arizona looks pretty darn
good.
They're good.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've caught highlights. I haven't watched a bunch. I do this every year. It's hard for me to get into it until we really get to about conference play. Because all I care about is the Big Ten. I don't really care about my fandom's weird. Like, it's easier for me to watch any college football game to where college basketball has to be Big Ten or come tourney time, I'll watch any game.
Yeah,
that's weird for me.
I'm pretty much Big Ten only. Now, can you say hi again? Oop, you dropped Douglas. Yeah, I'm pretty much Big Ten only these days for football and basketball. And that's another reason why I was missing ESPN so much is because I like to turn on just a random game on a Tuesday night. Just
action to do. Action for football. Well, for football, basketball, random.
Basketball, random. Yeah. Yep. But, yep.
Yep. So good stuff. Good stuff. Yeah. I got no other takeaways for college. I just haven't watched enough.
No. No, other than my team. And that's pretty much who I mainly watch anyway. The microphone. Birdie or bogey time.
I do want to give one quick congratulations shout out. I mean, the guy doesn't follow the show, but Adam Shank. Purdue grad got his first PGA Tour victory.
Nice.
His 243rd start. He was going to have one more start after this week to try to keep his card.
And he got it. That's nice.
And it was one of the windiest golf environments I've ever seen in my life yesterday. So he got it done. Pretty darn cool. Pretty emotional. He's an Indiana resident. I think he lives in Evansville, and I think that's where he's originally from. So, nice. Yeah, very nice guy. I saw him at a tournament in 2019. Said, "Hey, Adam, boiler up," and he looked at me like he was very, very polite. But I think I shocked him that anybody knew who he was. So, very cool. Yeah.
There have been three NFL head coaches to win the Super Bowl before the age of 40.
Oh my gosh, Mike Tomlin.
He is one of them.
Oh boy. Oh, I'm thinking, gosh, I'm going through my head. Everybody seems old to me. Oh, is this guy for John Gruden?
John Gruden's one of them, so you got a par at least.
Oh, come on. Think. Nick Sirianni?
Oh, good guess, but you are incorrect. Yeah. You know what? I'll give you one more shot at it. to get a birdie. You need some help.
Yeah, I do. Okay. I'm thinking in my head. I think this guy, how old is he? Would he have been in, would he have been 39 that year? No, he wouldn't have. He's too old. Shoot. Come on. Think. Sean McVay.
You got it.
Let's go. I will take the mulligan. We are no longer birdie-less in 2025. Let's go.
Let's go. You want to say goodbye to Tan and J-Man Show Nation? Can you say bye-bye?
Best looking person on the podcast.
Say bye again. Have a fantastic week, everybody, and we'll be back at her next Monday with another episode.